and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value.
And we're up and running. Yes, you're with myself, Paul Reeson. What are we on? What are we on? You should know it if you're here. UK Health Radio, the healthiest place to be this time in your week. Absolutely. And we are banging out the show for you today. We are full on raving it on. And trust me, there's no age concern here. It's all up running. And whether you got grey hair, bald hair, whether you just got a few wrinkles, or whether you're just starting out on life, this is the man that wants to be in front of you. But we'll dive into that in a second, because darn and blasted, it's been a full week for me. It really has. I mean, the whole Uvita project is just sprinting in front of me. I'm struggling to keep up because sometimes we put too much on our plate. Do you know what I mean? But I always say, sometimes we bite off more than we can chew, but so long as you can digest it, you're okay. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely. I mean, keep those high alkaline foods powering in there, people. We know what it's about, man. Absolutely. But I am being really, I say to Deb, Deb reads me a book most nights. Well, when she gets around to it, you know, because I'm not a big reader because my old dyslexia and things throws me all over the place. But Deb reads to me, you know. When it's a book that matches me, right now she's going through a whole love story thing and that doesn't resonate with me. But here's the thing, we're having a chat and I said, you know what, Deb? You know what, the first sort of half of my life, when I say half of my life, up to about 45, 48, you know, full on biking, race bikes for years, and all of a sudden last sort of 3 or 4 years, you know, from COVID and stuff, I just kind of said, you know what, the next 25, 30 years are going to be back to where I was. I'm going to get that strength back in. And I'm going to really push myself in the sense of get my, you know, I've raced bikes for almost a living many moons ago. So, you know, I know what it means to sort of be dedicated with your eating habits and your foods and your sleep and your water and all these things. I mean, I didn't start drinking coffee ever till about 2 years ago. I never understood the purpose of it. Now I'm like, how do I give this stuff up? I have to get it out of my life. I really do. It's ruining my alkaline for sure in my body. I've got to get rid of it, man. I said to Deb, I've just got to make this stop when I'm on my third cup already today. So that's a priority for me, people. Do you know what I mean? Is to get out the way. But here's the thing is I'm going to flip this. I'm going to flip this. This is going to be a change for me. I got 3 bikes, 2 kayaks, and all the gear I need to go hiking every day of the week. I mean, that's my life. My bongo is kitted out for me to be off limits, off grid, you know, with my computer, so I can work, bike, hike, and all those beautiful things. And it's time I got myself shaped back into who I into my rightful self, my signature of who I am, people. Do you know what I mean? And you might think, you know, what is he harping on about? I'm harping on about probably 70% of the population that may have dropped like I did after COVID, which was crazy. Because in COVID, I mean, I was out biking on my road bike so much because the roads were closed. There was no traffic. It's like it was like riding on closed roads always. It was beautiful. But something happened. I think the whole shape of the whole energy of the world shifted. You know, we went from being, I don't know, kind of somewhat, we kind of, I feel, just bear with me when I think about this. In one sense, everybody got supercharged because, oh, we don't have to travel to work. We can work from home. And there was this kind of woof, a whoosh, as they would say in Nike. Then all of a sudden, it dropped. And people sort of started reversing their energy levels, you know. And now I'm seeing people are starting to pick back up. But for me, I'm like, okay, I'm 56. By the time I get to 58, I'm going to be somewhat back in the same frame of mind. And maybe not the strength, but certainly the fitness as to where I was 20 years ago. It's going to happen. I'm done now. And you know what? The man on the other end of my screen here, is the man that knows all about this understanding of picking yourself back up, getting yourself motivated again. I want to bring him in. He's a beautiful man. I mean, listen, his business is Silver Strong Fitness. I mean, come on. I mean, I always call my father the Silverhead Grizzly Back. But you know what? Silver Strong Fitness, he's a beautiful individual, one of the nicest human beings I have met in such a long time. Let me bring him in. The amazing, the beautiful, the wonderful Jeffrey Whittle. Jeffrey, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. It's wonderful to be here, Paul. Thank you.
Oh, it's fantastic. Now, Jeffrey, it really depends how it falls. We're gonna mix it up here today. But here's the thing, Jeff, is that you specialize in that fitness for the over 50s. Now I want to just come back to that in a sec, okay? Because here's the thing is that, when we're in our peak, when we're in our young days, we don't really consider, how much stress we can put on our body. We just do it. And all those professional athletes, myself, I was a semi-pro cyclist, mountain biking. I broke my back, snapped the disc, all the things that come with, being a crazy mountain biking individual for all those years. And, you just didn't flinch, I broke my foot, I broke two legs, I broke my arm, I broke my ankle, I broke my jaw. The list is endless, and I wonder why my body is saying, Paul, I think we need to give something back. Because it's been very loyal to me, and it really has. But we don't think anything of it in those early days, Jeff. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, certainly. And a lot of that stuff comes back to haunt us later, as you may be finding out.
And that's what I want to touch on here is that we forget what we've asked of ourselves. We forget, and do you find this somewhat can almost take someone into a deep dive of depression when, right now I have wicked tennis elbow. But also I want to bear in mind that I've sat at the desk for 20 years running my business, with a mouse in one hand and a pen in another. But also, I've crashed more times than I can remember. I spent years just punching the living hell out of a punch bag that was harder than what than iron. And all these things, but do you find that the well-being, the mental state also gets affected because we feel we're deteriorating, but also forgot what we asked of ourselves.
Certainly. I have a lot of people that realize as they get older in their 60s, especially into their 70s, that a lot of the things that they did to their body, are coming back to haunt them. I had one of my very first clients that broke, you talked about breaking your ankle, broke both of his ankles when he was in his 20s. Never bothered him again after they, got repaired until his 60s, and now his ankles hurt. So arthritis tends to set in a lot when there's old injuries, especially, as we get into our 60s and 70s. And then you talked about the depression. Yes, people realize, a lot of folks when they're younger, they're like, oh, I'll die before I get old. That's some weird thing, but you hear it a lot, and when, especially when people mistreat their bodies when they're young, they're like, oh, I don't have to worry about the consequences because I won't be around. But most likely they actually will be around. And then they're like, oh, those stupid things I did when I'm younger, I'm paying for it now. My knees and my back and hips and shoulders and all of that stuff. So it and it does it that the depression part, that they feel like I screwed up and there's no way I can go back and fix it. So what can I do now? And then that's why a lot of times they come and see me then.
I mean, truthfully, for a while there, I felt very inadequate compared, we're always measuring our past fitness for our future fitness, especially if you've been somewhat as a hobby athlete for a long time. And I found that really pulling on me. And I would say, I remember saying to Deb, I'm really disappointed in how my body is responding now. And then, of course, I'm blaming my body for not being able to keep up. Because my mind says I can do more. But you said something there which I've not given too much thought to, which is, Dan, I have asked a hell of a lot of my body. You know, I've broken it many times. You know, what do we expect, eh? Well, you know, when you talk about what you do, we can't fix what we've broke. It's been repaired. Is there, you know, as we do drift into those 50s and 60s and 70s, you know, is it inevitable or is it a mind thing? You know, can we think out of that kind of place of old injuries coming back to haunt us?
We can do some rehab. There's things that you can do afterwards, even many years after an injury. A lot of times, you know, the bone has healed, or maybe the torn muscle or ligament or tendons have healed, but they weren't exercised properly at the time. It didn't go through the full rehabilitation, or maybe you did at the time and it seemed stronger. But then if we sit at our desk, sit on the sofa, sit in our car for a long time, you know, that can come back, as I mentioned, and be a nagging injury. We can work on, there's stuff we can do to go at those sensitive, tender places and re-strengthen them again and do more to, you know, fix the situation, reduce the pain or the stiffness or the reduced range of motion. You know, people are like, oh, I can't raise my arm more than this high because I broke my shoulder or whatever, upper arm back when I was in my 20s. So a lot of times that's what I'm doing with people is, besides getting them, you know, stable on their feet and stronger, is we will try to improve, you know, what was an old injury and reduce the pain or stiffness, like I said, or improve the range of motion. So it can be done. Certainly it depends on the person and the injury and all of that and how much time has passed, but there can be improvement.
Do you feel that, you know, they say 50 is now the 40 and 60 is now the 50, 70 is now the 60. Do you feel that, you know, we are looking to be more active later in life, where the tradition was to relax into your age, but now do you feel that your client, you know, that what you're seeing is a shift in age fashion?
I do. Of course, not everyone, but there's a certain percentage of the population that they want to stay active. They want to be able to play with their grandchildren or great grandchildren. So that is maybe a motivation they didn't have, you know, at 40 or 50. And all of a sudden now they have grandchildren and they love them and they want to get down on the floor and play with them. Or the kids are, you know, running around in the yard and they want to go out and play with them. So of course that's just one example, but you know, the growth of pickleball is huge here, at least in the United States, and a lot of seniors are going out and doing it. I hear them talking about, oh, it's so much fun. It's kind of a scaled down version of tennis, so it's more accessible. They don't have to do as much running and swinging, but you still get a lot of the action and the camaraderie of having a teammate and two opponents and things like that. So, and I think, you know, the world has just kind of changed where the plan, the you know, what people expect of themselves has changed, what they see on TV and social media, that older folks can stay active, and it's inspiring a lot of people for sure.
I'm definitely seeing a shift, you know. I mean, being 50, I'm 56, and you know, I don't know any of my friends or mates that, you know, that I've taken to that age. They're still out there, they're still biking, they're still hiking, they still and all these wonderful things. But you know, when I've looked at you, I mean, and thank you for all the notes you sent on, by the way. But when I've looked at your notes, you know, you were a DJ. And you were on the, you know, you were on a radio station. One of the most popular ones is what I'd like to say. And I've got that chest somewhere here. I mean, there were so many notes here. But here's the thing is that, you know, I don't see fitness being a big part of your life in that early in those early days. In fact, the complete opposite.
It was. Now, when I was very young, grade school, elementary school, high school, well, I grew up on a farm in Iowa, so I was very active, doing chores and carrying buckets of feed and hay, and I did hike and fish and go hunting and canoeing and things like that. But basically, when I fell in love with radio, went to college, then it pretty much stopped. You know, it was sitting in a soundproof studio with the microphone and records and then CDs and tapes and living that lifestyle, indoors in a soundproof studio,
How
and
long were you
wasn't
there
going out
for?
as much at all.
How long were you DJing for?
So I was a DJ until COVID hit. I was a DJ for 41 years. I had my first two radio jobs when I was still in high school, and I did it until I was 59. So I'm 64 right now. So I did it till I was 59 and a half. But I did when I was 40, because sitting in the studio and eating poorly and drinking beer and things that a rock and roll and top 40 DJs did. I was gained weight, and when I turned 40, my wife and I joined a gym, and we hired a trainer at their suggestion because I didn't know much about exercise. So my b bad lifestyle kind of got me to a place where I go, okay, I need to do something about this. I didn't like the way I looked. I was like 30 pounds overweight, or more. And so I started working out, and then that's kind of eventually led me to where I am. I just did that as a DJ, on the side, training with the trainer. And then eventually I decided to get certified myself, and I trained part-time for about 5 years while I was still on the radio. And then when COVID hit, and that radio job went away, I went to training full-time. So it was kind of a necessity for me that led me from radio to fitness, because I didn't like my energy level. I didn't like the weight I had. I didn't like how I looked. I did want to be more active. So that's how that evolution took place. I loved my radio career, but of course, radio got hurt a little bit by the internet competition from streaming and satellite radio and all of that as well. So, the radio did change, and I was changing, and I guess we just kind of went in opposite directions.
I mean, it's like night and day, as you say. We're going from one extreme of nothing to the extreme then of being, a professional personal trainer. And I loved, the direction you went in. Do you feel that going into the 50 plus was something that was influenced really by your experience going later in life back into training and things?
Certainly. So I was 55 when I got certified then. So, and I had not only kind of known that younger people wouldn't necessarily want to train with an older guy, I just didn't feel comfortable, doing a lot of that, like heavy lifting, bench pre helping guys bench press 350 pounds or something like that. That's not something I really wanted to do either. Seeing my family, my mom and my sisters, they had, gained weight, and their mobility had suffered, and I just thought it would be a lot more, satisfying to me to help people improve their quality of life. So instead of just trying to doing it for aesthetic reasons, trying to get big muscles, big biceps, big chest, helping somebody get more stable on their feet, reverse osteoporosis and some other maladies, by strength training in their older age, I really enjoyed that. And I knew, of course, I was only going to be getting older, so I was going to be eight, into that, working into that demographic myself, aging into the demographic of the people I was working with. And one other thing is, when I was training with my trainer, there was a guy at the a trainer at that same gym who was 72 years old and worked with seniors. And the Los Angeles Times, one of the biggest newspapers in the country, third biggest, in the US, did an article, a big expose, a full page article on him with his picture and talked about that. And when I saw that, I go, you know, that really sounds intriguing and sounds like something I would like to do and feel comfortable doing and get a lot of self-satisfaction out of doing as well. So that was kind of a key thing that opened up my eyes to the fact that, oh, seniors need personal training probably more than young people to be able to maintain their mobility and strength.
Wow. I mean, that is such an insight. And on that note, we're going to dive straight into our first commercial. And when we come back, listeners, have your pen and paper ready, because we're going to shout out some essential contact details for this beautiful Jeffrey Whittle here, because you'll want to get hold of him. So we're going to be back in about 2 minutes or so. Come back in, because we've got plenty more to go through.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back to UK Health Radio. Yes, you're with myself, Paul Rees. If you've just joined us, well, where have you been? Go back to the start, because you've missed some absolute golden nuggets here for sure. So it's great to have you on board. It's great to have your earworm on the show here today. Listen to everything in detail. Yes. And when I say in detail, remember, you should have had your pen and paper ready, because Jeff is going to call out some essentials. Jeff, email, website, where do we go, my friend?
All right. So email is info@silverstrong.fitness. So you don't need a .com on there. .fitness is a domain now. The website, similar, www.silverstrong.fitness. And you can find me on Instagram, silverstrong.fitness, YouTube, LinkedIn, company/silverstrong-fitness. So those are some of the places. Of course, Facebook, I've got a Silver Strong Fit, as well as my personal one. So I do have a Facebook group as well. So I'd love to connect with folks on any of those. You know, I post helpful content, information, videos of me working with my clients and suggestions on things folks can do to get and stay strong.
Okay, brilliant. And we are... Listeners, we'll be calling his details out again before the end of the show. So if you missed that, you'll have another chance. If you missed the two of them, then rewind and go again. That's the nature of what we are, man. It's absolutely beautiful. Now, coming back into this portion here, I wanted to talk about, the perception of getting fit again in the latter part or the second half of your life, whichever you want to call it. But here's the thing is that, in our early days, we plow into the gym or we plow into whatever choice of endurance we decide to do in our life. And then somewhere there becomes a gap, not for everybody, but then that gap grows bigger by your mindset, which is, remembering how hard you used to make it for yourself, and then wondering, well, can I do that? Can I even do that again? And do you feel that, you know, we tend to exaggerate that restart, that reboot, which keeps putting off that restart and reboot back into a healthy lifestyle again?
Yes. A lot of people are intimidated by maybe going back into the gym or picking up an activity that there's a lot of younger folks doing. They feel like, oh, some of it's just embarrassment. I've had people that come to train with me in a private studio because they're afraid and intimidated to go into a gym and, you know, with big guys and strong young ladies and a lot of grunting and a lot of pushing of big weights and a lot of dropping of weights. So the gym scene is intimidating for a lot of people. A lot of folks that I talk with, seniors, are afraid of getting hurt while training. They're like, I don't want to make things worse. Yeah, I'm not, you know, I definitely could use some improvement, but I'm just afraid I'm going to get hurt if I try to lift heavy weights.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily see all of the things that we can do.
Whoop, we are a little delay here.
Starting off with things that are appropriate to the current physical condition. And then, you know, then progressing from there, they think I'm just going to hand them a bunch of heavy weights and make them do chest presses or whatever.
Yeah.
So a lot of misconceptions. I even have some seniors, older ladies, my mom. Well, I don't want to get too big and too... If we start working out, I'm going to get all big and muscular, and I don't want that look like a female bodybuilder. And I'm like, Mom, in your mid late 70s, that is not going to happen. We need to build some strength. You know, now she kind of laughs when, you know, she thinks about that again. But I'm like, when you're getting too muscular, we'll back off on the training, okay? You know, we'll, when that happens, we'll take appropriate action.
I mean, Jeff, at what point in life do we start, you know, losing muscle? Because it does start to reverse itself, doesn't it? So
certainly.
At what point does it start sort of saying, okay, things are changing for you now?
So it's called age-related muscle loss. The technical term is sarcopenia.
Wow.
Just like osteopenia and osteoporosis with the bone loss, mainly from age. So we actually start losing the muscle very little bit, but like every year, every decade in our 30s. But it's not noticeable really because we haven't lost enough, but it's gradual, but it's cumulative.
Yeah.
So really by the time we're in our 60s, we've lost that a lot of muscle, and that translates even to a larger loss in strength. So maybe losing 25% of your muscle could be a 50% loss in actual strength.
Wow.
So yeah, it's exponential. So that's really, you know, that's a key thing to know. And so we need to stay training, doing some kind of strength training, you know, throughout our lives to just to slow, because we are eventually going to decline, but we can slow that rate of muscle loss, especially with women once they've, you know, postmenopausal, their hormonal changes. That's when they start to increase the loss of bone density and muscle. The muscle loss that you referred to, the sarcopenia, that is really what frailty is. Somebody doesn't become frail just because they're 80 years old. They're frail because they've lost so much muscle. Now it's hard for them to actually move their bones because the muscles are what moves your bones, and muscles can't push. They can only pull. So there's a muscle on each side of the bone in each direction it needs to move. And one muscle contracts and the other relaxes to pull it one way. And then the reverse happens to pull it the other. And when we lose our ability, especially in our legs and things, to lift those feet, to lift the thighs and do the walking, going upstairs, going downstairs is actually harder for many older folks than going upstairs because they don't have the strength to control that what gravity wants to pull them down, and they're afraid. So people go down the stairs sideways. They hold onto the rail and actually walk down sideways or even backwards because they don't have the strength in their thigh to hold one foot on the step while they lower the next foot in air down to the step below. And that's why they're more likely to go down head face first down the stairs.
Wow, Jeff, do you think that, you know, there's always an opportunity to close that gap if you haven't done anything active for many years, that you're never at the point of no return, you can always close that gap? Do you feel that is your philosophy?
I feel that, and studies have shown that people can build strength into their 90s. Now, they may not really notice a big increase in the muscle mass, but even as they get, you know, into the late 80s and 90s, but the muscle they have can definitely get stronger. The contractions can be harder. We can do that work. We can train those muscles. It's never really too late.
I love what you said there. It's never too late. You know, we retire ourselves much too early in life from enjoying activities. And I think somewhat, you know, that perception is something that's pushed out by, you know, magazines, fitness magazines, and all these beautiful things that are out there to make a ton of money. And somewhere, do you think that, you know, what you see on social media, what you see in the tabloids and magazines pushes that gap further apart rather than bringing it closer together? Or do you think the fashion of that is changing in people's minds?
You know, so much of the social media and television here in the United States and magazines, you know, push the youth, that, you know, promote the youthful lifestyle, and everything's about the young people so much. But I think that it is the seniors, the baby boomers are starting to maybe get their revenge a little bit. And, you know, they have, you know, the younger people have a lot of discretionary income. So that's why so much of the media goes after them, is it's an advertising target. They want their money. Mm-hmm. Older people aren't going to chase these fads nearly as much. However, people are realizing as they have money that they've saved, they've got life savings, they have a higher net worth than younger people. So now advertisers are realizing, you know, there really is a valuable market in older people. And as they see each other, you know, actors and things, being Jane Fonda's now in her early 90s and, you know, still looks great and is still active. And it's like, oh, wow, I remember watching her aerobic videos back in the 80s. Maybe that really worked. That obviously really worked for her.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're seeing the perception is changing, even though still so much of the focus is on young people. Older people, I think, are coming to the forefront. Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about complementing, you know, nutrition. Because, you know, like when I go back to my days of biking and things, and, you know, I was pretty dedicated, but I didn't know then what I know now, which is strange because as you mature, you know more about your body than what you did when you actually wanted to know more about it, which was when I was younger, because you do. But do you feel that? You know, I take vitamins and things religiously, I guess. I don't know whether it's a habit or whether it's something I enjoy, but I do those things. You know, I am focusing on a high alkaline, not diet, because it's not a diet. It's just high alkaline foods, you know, which are very tasty. But do you feel that it is important for us to be more conscious of our eating habits as we become more mature?
Yes, I guess there's less room for error as we get older, I guess.
I love
so, yes, more, and especially older ladies, more protein. Oh. And usually older folks aren't getting enough protein, lean proteins, chicken, turkey, fish, some beef as well. And then, of course, there's plant-based proteins. A lot of those, your tofu and soy and things like that. Some people are, you know, allergic, so they have to, you know, find something that they can eat. But that's key. And the other thing is healthy fats. believe it or not. Everything was, you know, America in like the 1980s went to everything's low fat chips, low fat, all of this. Americans are only heavier than they were. The low fat craze did not really serve anything well. Our bodies need fat, healthier fat, better than saturated. So you're, you know, your olive oils and your avocados and then in your fish, your omega-3s and things like that. Mm-hmm. Less maybe of the saturated fats, which is like the fat in meat, like bacon and things like that, though the keto diet lets you do that, you know. But so diet is huge. Cutting out, of course, the sugary carbs, the what they call, you know, the fast carbs, the carbs your body burns really quickly, as opposed to, you know, like sweet potatoes and healthy, lots of fibrous carbs, because fiber is carbs. You know, almost all plants are carbs, and with an exception of nuts and the soy things that have protein in it as well. So your carbs, better if they're like leafy greens and vegetables, as opposed to rice and bleached flour and sugar, refined sugar. So really, more protein, more healthy fats, less refined carbs.
I mean, when you know, if we look at a nutrition, I suppose, a nutrition setup for a 20-year-old and a nutrition setup for a 60-year-old. Some may say food is food, but there has to be a different approach, is what you're saying here, to what you did when you were 20 to where you are when you're 60. Is that because the mechanics of our body burns food is different now?
Yes, that's a very good point. We can get away with eating a lot more bad stuff when we're younger, and the body just kind of burns it up, and the metabolism is much higher. And as we get older, the metabolism slows down. We may develop issues with the stomach and, you know, intestines and things like that, some older ailments. And so we need to be more careful. Our energies, you know, waning. So eating foods that will give you more energy, just make you feel so much better as well. But yes, the mechanics, the metabolism slowing down is a big factor, and the body's just less efficient in processing the food we put in it.
And it's strange, because I didn't give that any thought until about 2 years ago, when I realized it's taken me three times longer to shift, you know, an extra, you know, I enjoy putting weight on and I enjoy losing weight. I enjoy the both ranges of eating. Because if I find I only want to lose weight, then food becomes a bit of a chore for me. You start disliking the calories instead of enjoying calories. So I like to do, but what I realized about 3 years ago, it takes me a lot longer to burn off than what it does to put on. I am quicker putting on now, and it's longer for me to burn off. So I have to give a lot more thought to how I used to enjoy that.
Very good point. Same way, think about injuries. If you're in your 20s and your muscles are growing and everything's, you know, the cells are replicating quickly. Yeah. If you, you know, strain a muscle or something like that, in a couple of days, you're fine. If you do that now in your 50s and 60s or 70s, it can linger, it seems like, for weeks or months, because the cells are replicating a lot slower. Some don't replicate anymore. If you've damaged them, they're damaged. Most will, but, you know, there's certain things, some nerves and, you know, won't replicate. So just like you notice the metabolism with the putting on and losing weight, that goes with recovering from injuries and ailments as well.
Wow. I mean, this is so interesting. It really is, Jeff. I'm loving it. You know, the Silver Strong Fitness is just fascinating me. It truly is. But we're going to dive into our last commercial, listeners. And when we come back, we're going to dive into how this man delivers his product, what it looks like, and how you can enjoy it. Absolutely. So we're going to be back in about 2 minutes. Happy days. Let's make this happen. Bam, 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 bam. Now.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back to UK Health Radio with myself, Paul Rees, banging in your eardrums. Absolutely. You should be top of your game now because we have this man here is top of his game. Silver Strong Fitness. I mean, what a name. Silver Strong Fitness. If you're going to get a catchy name, that's about as catchy as it could absolutely get. And of course, we have the beautiful, the amazing Jeff, the man.
Thank you, Paul. Wow.
It is, Jeffrey, it is. It's fantastic to have you on the show, and thank you. Now, here's the thing. How do we find you?
All right. You can find me on my website, www.silverstrong.fitness. Mm-hmm. You can email me personally, info@silverstrong.fitness. Instagram, silverstrong.fitness. You can find me YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, the facebook.com/silverstrongfit. Mm-hmm. So those are just some of the ways to find me online.
There it is. And you know what? If you put a Silver Strong Fitness, eventually the rabbit hole is going to get you to Jeff here for sure. And you're looking for the beautiful Jeffrey Whittle. Is where we are. But you can't miss him. He's one of the most handsome men you'll ever come across. And here's where we are is that, you know, I'm coming to you. So here I am. I'm 56. We could say I haven't done anything for a few years. And Jeff, I ping you an email. Where do we go from there? How does the process work?
You bet. Have you come in or meet on Zoom? Talk about your goals. What do you want? Do you want to get stronger? Do you need to get more balance? Are you unstable on your feet? Have you fallen or are you afraid of falling for the first time? Maybe you've already fallen and don't want to fall again. So finding your goals. Some folks lose weight. That isn't the main thing that I do. There's places that specialize in that. I do have a weight management specialist certification, so I certainly have helped folks lose 25, 30 pounds. Wow. With some nutrition counseling as well. But you want to combine that with strength training, some cardio training. So we talk, find your goals, do an assessment. So we see, test your strength, test your balance. Some people think, oh, nothing. I don't need any balance training. But as soon as we do a few stepping drills, they're like, you know, realize how unstable they are on their feet. They're like, oh, wow, I need to do something about that. I could fall. And then I do have cognitive training as well. So I'm a certified brain health trainer. So what that does is to strengthen the four domains of cognition: attention, memory, processing speed, and executive function, which is decision making and reasoning. You combine cognitive drills with physical exercises, and it helps strengthen your brain and perhaps reduce or reverse decline in some of those cognitive domains, perhaps prevent or delay the onset of some cognitive decline, which a little bit is normal. But of course, dementia and Alzheimer's, one of the, you know, I've seen fifth biggest killer in the United States, seventh biggest killer in the world.
Wow.
And so, wow. You know, people know the wow. the horrors of Alzheimer's, but the fact that maybe something can be done early before you feel that you have it, perhaps, you know, your parents or some relatives have it and you're afraid it might happen to you. There's some things that you can do besides just training. That's one, probably number one, but diet, sleep, stress reduction, socialization are like the five big things that will really help, you know, keep your brain safe and avoid
wow. that. Jeff, so you, Jeff, you're like a one-stop shop for the over 50s. It's absolutely fantastic. And it really is. And here's the thing is that also I want to put this out there. You're an international business because you can work with anybody anywhere in the world. Depending on, I guess, geographical time zone, even that shouldn't really make a difference these days because everything is accessible. But yeah, you're an international business. How great is that?
Yes. So I train people in person here in San Diego. And then I even have someone I train in Europe on Zoom. I have people in, you know, other states. I'm in San Diego, California. Mm-hmm. So I can, yes, literally train around the world on Zoom. You know, you're about 8 hour time difference. So we train in the morning, my time, it's afternoon or evening, your time, or we could do an overnight thing, you know, where it's late for me, early for you the next day, something like that. I would, you know, definitely like to talk with folks if they're interested. I have a free PDF talking about the balance training. Falls kill 32,000 seniors in the U.S. every year. They die from falls, usually head injury from a fall, but even a broken yeah. hip can wind up being fatal long-term because of the surgeries needed to fix wow. that. I have a PDF called 12 balance exercises that could save your life
yeah.
that I'll give free. If someone wants to reach out and email me, it has, you know, step-by-step instructions on a dozen of my favorite balance drills, has photos and even has YouTube links. So you can just click on the link and watch the step-by-step, you know, instructions on the video. So, you know, wow. 12 balance exercises that could save your life. Email me for, and I'll send it to you.
Mr. Whittle, you are just dripping with generosity. I love it. I really do. But you are, listeners, you know, there it is, you know, when you feel you're at that point. And for me, you know, I've learned so much from you today. Also, what I'd like to say, your energy is fantastic. My mojo is lifted. I'm like, okay, I'm on this. I'm going to the cupboard. I'm going to pour the coffee granules down the sink. I'm done with it. I'm going to remove because I've got to get rid of caffeine. That's when I have to get out of my life because I know it makes my end of day too early. You know, this has been absolutely beautiful, Jeff, for sure. It has. It's been awesome. And, you know, you we are, listeners, where are we going with this today? What we're doing is bring the reality in as life is longer now. And my GP was telling me that his workload is increasing 4% every year because that's the rate of how much longer we are staying in our lives.
Let me jump on one quick point here. So we have longevity. How long do we live? What we lifespan, what we really want to think about is health span. How long do we stay healthy? Wow. How late do we stay healthy? Yes. So do we want to live those last 5 years in a wheelchair or in bed on IV and oxygen mask? Because medical science can keep us alive through machines. We would much rather be healthier and being able to get around on our own. So think about health span. What can I do now so I'm healthier late in life?
I love that. Healthier late in life. That's beautiful. And Jeff, we're going to finish it on that. We've been a beautiful with Jeffrey Whittle from, of course, Silver Strong Fitness. It's been absolutely amazing, my friend. I just say thank you so much for a fantastic show. I love your wisdom. I love your mind. I love everything you are. We all need a Jeff in our pocket. We really do. Absolutely do. It's been beautiful. Listeners, until this time next week, keep fit, keep wise, get in touch with this man, and I will catch you next week. And boom! Bye for now. Emotions are your friend.